Despite cranes, orange cones and scaffolding dotting signage, the municipality has, for a second year, fallen short of its province-ordered housing target. Amid rapid growth, Council received the Housing Target Progress Report for October 2024 to September 2025, indicating the district missed its annual housing goal for a second year in a row. The report, required under BC's Housing Supply Act, which came into effect in late 2023, tracks progress towards Saanich's five-year target of 4,610 net new housing units by 2028. In the last 12 months, the district aimed to complete 601 net new units but delivered 442, or 74% of the target. Last year, Saanich added 338 units to its housing stock, which was below the provincial target set at 440. Combined, Saanich added 760 homes, reaching 73% of its two-year target of 1,041. Council approved the report and directed staff to submit it to the Minister of Housing and post it on the district's website, as required under the Housing Target Order. Despite missing the target, the report showed some positive signs, including a large number of units in the development pipeline. A total of 639 units approved through development permits and nearly 600 through building permits. Saanich Manager of Housing Pam Hartling told Council that despite missing this year's goal, the figures look very good, adding it's very likely the district will meet its target in the coming years. I'm hopeful that you'll have some better news next year, she added. The report also noted that Saanich is building more family-friendly homes than the province recommends, with 45% of new units having two or more bedrooms, compared to the provincial guideline of 35%. It also found that 46% of new homes are market rentals, exceeding the province's 29% guideline. Not only are we creating more homes in the community, but half of those are for folks who can find a home at a price they can afford, said Saanich Mayor Dean Murdoch. We are punching above our weight when it comes to the creation of family-suitable housing. Additionally, the report showed the district increased its delivery of housing permits, thanks to the streamlining of the permit processes and continuing planning in primary growth areas. Despite this year's underperformance, Caon. Teal Phelps Bondaroff remains optimistic, focusing on the progress made since the housing target was set. This underscores that we are working hard to hit our targets, but we're not quite there yet, he said. There's clearly more work to be done, but I think it's a good report. We really need to roll up our sleeves and start hitting the next targets as we accelerate housing in the district, because there's a pressing need. Echoing Bondaroff's concerns, Murdoch noted that the number of development permits issued by the district has doubled from the previous year, with many of those units expected to be moving within the next year or so. There is some indicator that we're headed in the right direction, he said. Even though we may not be meeting the occupancy permit, we are certainly doing everything to move those things through. While we are not completely satisfying the target, the report captures all of the work that's underway, which I think the province will certainly acknowledge.